This podcast is brought to you by the new site, EdenPureHowie.com. Save $20 on any of their products, plus get free shipping. Go to EdenPureHowie.com and put in code word MYDEALS. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up, named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
He was ticketed for violating a traffic control signal. He's not here today from what I'm told. And I have instructed that no one from MSNBC News will be permitted in this building for the duration of this trial.
I'm Holly Robichaud, and I agree with the judge. Actually, though, I believe, Judge, you should be starting. It should be a mistrial at this point. But we will have Mark Salinas on a little bit later today, and we will be asking him. I'm not a lawyer, so he can give us the real poop on this. People are outraged. Are absolutely outraged at what's going on in this Kyle Rittenhouse trial. And this kid, I'm afraid, through intimidation, is being railroaded at this point. And now we find out that information wasn't given to his defense. This is very, very concerning. Let's go to the callers. Russ, you're on next with Holly Robichaud. Good afternoon, Russ.
Good afternoon, Holly. Holly, what prompted me to call today was a previous caller that started running his mouth in reference to a 17-year-old kid and he shouldn't have a weapon.
Oh, yeah, Louie.
And I hear this. Yeah, I hear this every now and then, okay? And I say to myself how ignorant these people are of history, okay? It is those country boys from the Revolutionary War to every war that we've had that have made a difference in the fact that they knew how to use weapons and they were already proficient in the use of weapons. And I can go through one war after another, but I'll just take one name, Sergeant York. What a difference he made being a country boy and knew how to use a rifle, okay? So, really, and to be a country boy, you need a weapon to survive out in the wilderness. So, please, stop showing your ignorance and stop dealing as fact of age concern. Age doesn't mean a thing as far as weapons are concerned.
No, a lot of
trained correctly.
A lot of people get trained very early in age. There's a lot of competitions for young people with guns. And Russ, you're saying the lack of knowledge. I figured when I was talking to Louie, he's part of the 36% that think that Joe Biden's doing a good job. That's I mean, that there was one. We found one of them, Jared. So, hey, Russ, thanks for that call. Let's keep praying for Kyle Rittenhouse to be found not guilty. Let's go to Tom. Tom, you're on next with Holly Robichaud. Good afternoon, Tom.
Hey, you do know that MSNBC has now been banned from covering that trial, right, at the courthouse?
Correct. Yeah, we were just covering that, yes. And I call it MSDNC.
Here's the reality, okay? There was a cousin of George Floyd who, about a week and a half ago, filmed on his Twitter that they were taking pictures of these jurors trying to find out who they were, where they lived. All right? That's jury intimidation.
That sure
is.
That's
where the FBI needs to get involved with this because, you know, let's wind the clock back, say, to the early 1960s in a state like Mississippi. You don't think that the Klan back then intimidated white jurors to find out, you know, if somebody that was black on trial or whatever had to be found guilty? So what we've done is we've turned the tables in this country, and these sanctimonious jerks like Rachel Maddow that comes off, I am so holier than thou, and I am so not racist, they are so full of it. And you know what's going to happen?
And where's the DOJ in this whole thing, Tom? Right?
They are not there. And that, thank God, Merrick Garland never got on the Supreme Court. He is a tyrant.
He is. And he's been showing us over the past 24 hours why he should never be in the Supreme Court.
And we found out that, yes, in fact, the DOJ and the FBI and the White House were all trying to target these angry parents fed up with critical race theory, as well as the sexualization of their school children. And all I can tell you, Google a woman named Ramona Bessinger down in Rhode Island. She's a public school teacher that has broken, she's been on Tucker Carlson. She's shown the stuff that's being taught in the elementary schools in Rhode Island, which is too much for young kids to digest, as well as pornography allowed in public libraries that describe sexual acts between people of the same sex.
I can't believe what's going on in our schools, and I can't believe it's taken this long for the parents to get activated, but a lot of people feel that it's because that schools went remote learning and that the parents were at home seeing what the teachers were teaching. And this is why our kids aren't doing well on the MCAS. They aren't doing well on these standardized testing. And we comparison to the around the world, our children are not that smart. And this is, they don't know anything about the Constitution or the Bill of Rights or any of this stuff. It's infuriating. And then to have Merrick Garland label these parents as domestic terrorists and now be spying them on them and putting labels on them to watch them and targeting them. Are you kidding me? What part? I get this. This could be a poll question, Jared. What agency in the federal government hasn't been weaponized at this point? I can't think of one that hasn't been weaponized. The FBI, the CIA, the IRS.
Yeah, I'm running through in my head.
Right, the FDA, all of them.
CDC.
Right. I mean, OSHA. The White House, obviously.
And Holly, NBC News has released a statement about this.
They're bringing back Brian Williams.
The NBC News statement: last night, a freelancer received a traffic citation.
Basically speeding, following, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Freelancer. Yes.
Well, the traffic violation took place near the jury van. The freelancer never contacted or intended to contact the jurors during deliberations and never photographed or intended to photograph them. We regret the incident and we fully cooperate with the authorities on any investigation.
Sure. And I get Swampland to sell you Florida, right? I mean, does anybody, there's another poll question for tomorrow. Does anybody believe MSDNC?
That should translate that. Please don't take our broadcasting license away.
Right.
Freelancer. By the way, this Morrison guy, who was the guy that followed them, said he was instructed to do that by an Irene.
Right. Boyan or whatever.
Byron. Yep. Yeah. She has that. People found her LinkedIn account. It has since been taken down.
Was it linked to MSDNC?
She was a producer at NBC.
Yes.
On her LinkedIn profile, which now has mysteriously vanished from the internet.
It's just a coincidence.
These freelancers, I tell ya.
Yes. Freelancer.
Lone gunman. Lone wolf.
Are you upset out there with what's going on with this Kyle Rittenhouse trial? At this point, shouldn't it be a mistrial? I want to hear from you. Our number is 844-500-4242. The judge says no more MSDNC, and they're a freelancer. The guy's a freelancer. That's kind of funny. I'm not believing that one. Just going to say, I'm not going to believe that one.
Why would a freelancer lie and name people?
Right. You know who does believe that? That caller, Louie.
Yeah.
He believes it. They're a freelancer. They didn't mean to do that.
To that point, you know, when he was like, oh, why was this 17-year-old kid there? Why was a 5-time convicted pedophile there burning things down?
Right. That wasn't from that state. Wasn't from that state.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a, well.
Somebody pointed that on Twitter, but MSNBC crossed state lines to follow the jury.
Jared, you have a special announcement to make?
Yes, unlike fake news, exciting news here, because Eden Pure, you hear us talk about Eden Pure all the time. We talk about how much we love the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. We love the Gen 40 heater. We love all their products. Well, they've launched a new website that features special deals and discounts on Eden Pure products that only listeners to the Howie Carr Show and the Grace Curley Show can have access to. That new website is EdenPureHowie.com. That's EdenPureHowie.com. Eden Pure has been in business for more than 16 years, and they're nationally known for their innovative products for better living. They started with the portable infrared heater, and they expanded into air purifiers, vacuums, air coolers, and more. The products have become a staple in homes across America, helping people save their hard-earned money. So go to EdenPureHowie.com and use this code word, MYDEALS. MYDEALS, and you'll save $20 on any product, and you'll get free shipping. Don't let the woke companies get your business and take your money. Go directly to EdenPureHowie.com and save with them. That MyDeals code includes the Thunderstorm Air Purifier, the Gen 40 heater, and several other great Eden Pure products. So that's EdenPureHowie.com, and use code word MyDeals to get an additional $20 discount on any product, as well as free shipping. EdenPureHowie.com.
Wow, that sounds like a great deal, Jared. Thank you for that notice. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace Curley. We'll be back. You won't want to miss it. Does Biden think we're stupid, or is he just that clueless? Stay tuned.
I don't know, to be clear.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Start the afternoon off right.
Now what? Now comes a girl. Here she is. This is just the best part of my day.
It's Grace Curley.
And we're back. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace Curley. If you want to be part of our conversation today, give us a call at 844-500-4242. The Biden administration is going to do something about gas prices. Do you feel better? I don't.
Is it opening up a pipeline so we can get gas? That would make me feel better.
I know. That's not what he's doing. He's asking the FTC to investigate Mobil and other gas companies as to why prices have gone up. Huh.
Because you turned off the spigot. That's why prices have gone up.
I have to just say, that's no joke. That's no joke.
Not a joke.
Okay. He canceled all the oil leases? And then he's been killing pipelines, but the Russian pipeline, okay to go. United States pipeline, bad, killing the climate. I don't understand the difference between the two pipelines. Maybe some liberal can come call in and educate me why Russia pipeline, okay. United States pipeline, bad, 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 bad. So today's poll question is brought to you by Kennedy Carpet. Howie has used Kennedy for decades, and I'm going to make a visit there very soon. For all your flooring needs and carpet cleaning, go to kennedycarpet.com today. They do a great job. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results so far?
Biden wants the FTC to investigate oil companies for the rising cost of gas, like you just said. Does he think we're that stupid, or is he that clueless?
And what are the results so far?
61% believe he thinks we're that stupid, whereas 39% believe he is that clueless.
Come on, man. I mean, what did he think was going to happen? What did he think was going to happen when he shut down the oil leases and he killed the pipelines? Basic supply and demand. I know he doesn't get the supply chain
thing. The supply chain's complicated.
It's complicated. Right. You need a PhD to figure it out, right? That's what he told us last week. But simple law of supply and demand. If you have a big demand and little supply, prices go up. And so, I mean, and by him, I know what's going to happen. Him doing this investigation, because nobody's going to say in the FTC saying, "Hey, Mr. President, you're nuts." They're not going to say that. This is a waste of our time.
I want to be clear. I'm not going nuts.
But he has. And so nobody at the FTC is going to say, "Oh, no, Mr. President, we all know why it's going up because of what you've done. So we really don't need to investigate them." So we're going to investigate the oil companies. And the oil companies are going to have to do what, Jared? They're going to have to hire lawyers. They're going to have more lawyers to justify their pricing because of what Biden did, and what's going to do to the price of gas. Not that it wasn't already high enough. I mean, today at the gas station, it was $4 for Supreme somebody took the stickers off the, I did that. They took them off. So how stupid does he think we are? And then Jen Psaki, I don't know if you saw this yesterday. I can't stand her. I really just cannot stand her. It was better when she had COVID. It was just a lot more fun. So she's not blaming the oil companies. Nope. It's not the oil company's fault. She has figured out the culprit for prices going up. That's right, Jen Psaki.
Is it Republican Twitter?
Right. It's Republicans' fault. It's all the Republicans' fault. That's right.
Suck it to me, baby.
Right. Why Americans are seeing higher prices? Are Republicans united against a bill to lower core costs on prescription drugs, health care, child care, elder care, and stuff? They're rooting for inflation. That's her response. That's right. There was a secret meeting, Jared, of all the Republicans, the right-wing conspiracy that got together, and we said, let's drive up inflation costs to screw over Biden. Yeah.
Yeah, no. I want to pay more than $2 more for gas. How do we do that?
Right. How do we get
that? Let's do that.
So Trump and Kevin McCarthy, Jim Jordan, we all got together in a room and said, "Hey, how do we do this?"
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
It's the Republicans' fault that we are all going to. I mean, we're fighting. The Republicans are the ones saying, like, "Hey, don't do this. Don't pass that legislation because it might raise the cost of stuff. And don't be doing that. That's going to cause more inflation to go up." And the Democrats do it. And they say, it's the Republicans' fault. It is 13 Republicans' fault. Those 13 that betrayed us, that voted for that stupid spending bill. Those idiots. They are partially responsible. For the rest of us, normal Republicans, no, we are trying to protect our wallets. We really are. Let's go to Tom. Tom, you're on next with Holly Robichaud. Good afternoon, Tom.
Holly, great to talk to you. I love you. Hey, don't waste your time asking rhetorical questions like what he thought was going to happen. He doesn't think. He hasn't been asked to think. I'm being serious now, and I can't believe no one gets this. He's a cardboard cutout. Doesn't anyone know that? This is by design. They want this to happen. He's not concerned. They're not concerned about the economy. He doesn't ask rhetorical questions of himself. This is by design. That's the frightening part about all this. I'm worried.
Tom, I'm worried about our economy, and you are right. The recent poll comes out that when they asked Americans, does Biden care? 47% says he does. 47% says he doesn't care. He doesn't care, and they're not happy with him. They're not happy with him, and I can't believe we have 3 more years to go of this craziness.
Not necessarily.
3 more years of this, Jared. Well, what are you going to do? Get Kamala Harris? Her polling numbers are even worse, and we'd have to listen to the cackle. Oh, that's pretty scary. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace Curley. We'll be right back after this short break with Woke or Joke, one of my favorite segments. Don't miss it.
Get on the line now, 844-500-4242.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
And we're back. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace Curley today on this beautiful Thursday. If you want to be part of the conversation, give us a call at 844-500-4242. And we're going to one of my favorite segments, the woke or joke. And you don't want to, you want to be part of this discussion. So give us a call at 844-500-4242. 4242. You need to guess whether it was woke or joke. And joining us in studio right now is Taylor. Hey,
hi, how's Holly. It going? It's great. How are you?
Great.
So let's actually have the theme song first before we explain what's going on here.
Everything woke turns to shit, okay?
I started a joke.
Ha, 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 ha. Pink-haired wokers.
The word woke means loser.
So it's very, very easy to play. You've got a 50-50 shot of getting a chance to win a $50 gift card to Aviva Trattoria. And all you have to do is give us a call at 844-500-4242. And we have a stack of headlines here. I've usually got about 10 or 12 headlines. Some of them are real. Some of them are made up in-house right here at the Grace Curley Show. So all you have to do is give us a call, 844-500-4242. I'll read you the headline. You guess if it's a woke headline or if it's a joke. We made it up. And if you guess correctly, you will be entered to win a $50 gift card to Aviva Trattoria, who is the sponsor of Woke or Joke. This season, give the gift of Aviva to your family and friends. Visit AvivaTrattoria.com for special holiday gift card offers, or visit Aviva's locations in Malden, Maynard, Marlboro, Westford, and Wrentham. Aviva Trattoria, spelled EVVIVATRATTORIA.com.
Their food's terrific.
It's really, really good. They always bring in such great food when they're here.
All right.
I love it.
So we got our first person. Let's go to Allie. Good afternoon, Allie.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Great, great. So you ready for this woke or joke?
I sure am.
All right,
Taylor. Allie, here is your headline. American cycling has a racism problem.
I'm going to go with woke.
That is woke. Very good, Allie.
Not a joke.
Woo!
Yeah, because the roads are racist, right, Allie?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. I thought that was an easy one, Taylor.
That, it turns out that has absolutely nothing to do with it, but that's a good line of thinking. You're thinking like a wokester. Very good.
So why are bikes racist?
Can bike lanes be racist? Can we get rid of those?
Yeah.
They should be.
Yeah.
Can we do that? And let's end racism and get rid of the bike lanes.
I'm all in favor of that.
So with anything else that has been culturally significant in the United States of America, it's historically racist to be a part of any cycling clubs. USA Cycling recently revealed that its membership was 86% white, 83% male, and 50% middle-aged. So why isn't the headline also American cycling has a racism and sexism problem? Why is it just racism?
Don't give them the suggestion. Who knew biking was... That's... Okay. Yikes. All right. Do we have another one?
We've got plenty
more.
All
right, let's go to Frank. Frank, you're on playing woke or joke. So, Taylor.
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing?
Thanks. Thanks for calling in, Frank. You ready for your woke or joke?
Yep.
All right.
Frank, here's your headline. The All-Queer Justice League is back to make the Yuletide gay.
I'm going to go with woke on that one.
That is also woke. Very good, Frank.
Joke. Not a joke.
That one I thought was, I thought that was a joke.
So I've got the article here in front of me, but I'm sure that our in-house comic expert, Jared, has a little bit more insight.
I did pull the headlines, yeah. Of course, naturally.
What's up with this, Jared?
So a few months back, a lot of comic books do a Pride Month type thing. And DC Comics, who has Batman, Superman, The Flash, the Justice League, they did DC Pride Month, and they debuted Justice League Queer, which is what it's called. It's a division of the Justice League with non-binary superheroes, gay superheroes, gender fluid superheroes, that sort of thing. And they
Who's
had
gender fluid.
I honestly
gender fluid is
who is
oh yeah Taylor,
what
I,
is
I don't
right?
have the names in front of me. You have
Jared. You're supposed to know.
I hey, know, but I'm you know
you're a comic so book
the,
freak.
The characters are extraño. I've never heard of extraño. Is that a Hispanic
I don't know for certain, and I don't want to typecast.
Tasmanian Devil.
Okay, I know Tasmanian Devil.
I thought that was Tasmanian Devil.
I thought
was
he was
a
Looney Tune.
There is some Warner Brothers DC synergy, but I don't think it's the same Tasmanian Devil.
Crush, Tracy 13. I'm guessing maybe that one is the gender fluid one. I don't know. The digits in the name.
Yeah,
throw
Tracy
me off.
13. I mean, or does that mean underage?
The new Aquaman and his boyfriend Sil.
Aquaman what?
Aquaman's
gay. Not the original Aquaman. This is like the third Robin and the son of Superman. There's kind of a whole.
You're scaring me here, Jared.
Bunker, Tremor, and the Ray team up to fight Minister Blizzard and the Ice Goddess he has on his side.
Goddess.
I love
Goddess.
Goddess. Yes.
Wow. Wait a minute. Is
microaggression.
That sexist? Yes.
I guess it starts out as
is that
a Christmas
fluid goddess?
I'm not sure. What started as a JLQ Justice League queer holiday hangout, they're having a Christmas party, quickly turns into a fight to save the world as Minister Blizzard plans to freeze the entire world on solstice night.
A Christmas party? Shouldn't it be a non-denominational holiday celebration?
They say holiday hangout.
So I don't. Oh boy. Oh boy. All right, let's go to, we got another one here, right?
Oh,
let's go
plenty
to,
more.
All right, let's go to Lisa. Lisa, you're on with Woke or Joke. You ready?
Yeah, how are you, Holly?
Great.
All right, Lisa, here's your headline. Ontario tech company Lowlife gives employees climate health days as part of benefits package.
That's a joke.
That is a joke. I thought that was a very well-written joke, though.
Everybody's hitting it today.
Yeah, what tipped you off there, Lisa?
It just sounded so ridiculous.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
Didn't the last one sound pretty ridiculous?
Kinda, yeah. But it's just crazy these days how things are crazy.
Yeah.
Good job, Lisa.
All right, thank you, Lisa.
Hang on the line.
All right, let's go to Maria. Maria, you're on next. You ready for your woke or joke?
I am ready.
All right,
Marie, here's your headline. Putting the art in MARTA, Metro Atlanta Rapid Transit Authority, auctioning space for graffiti on new subway cars.
Joke.
I'm sorry, what was that?
That's a joke.
That's a joke. Yes, it is. You're correct.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
I thought that was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I mean, if the subway cars are going to get filled with graffiti anyway, why not auction off some of the square footage on the surface area for charity or something?
I was going to say that was woke. So
somebody get a hold of Michelle Wu. I have a very good suggestion.
That's the way to refill the MBTA pensions.
Yes.
More Bulgers can get money.
That's right. That's right. Okay, let's go to Skippy. Good afternoon, Skippy.
Hi,
are you ready for your woke or joke?
I am ready, Holly.
All right.
All right, Skippy, here is your headline. Wisconsin school district faces lawsuit after using wrong name and pronouns for student.
That is very woke.
That is woke. Everybody's getting them today.
Not a joke.
That
Not
one
a
was-
joke.
Yeah, I agree with Skippy. That was very woke on that one.
Yeah, and it's not for, I mean, it might be for what you think. When I first read the headline, I thought they were using the wrong pronouns on purpose, meaning that they were misgendering. I mean, I guess either way, they're misgendering the child. But I thought they were
maliciously.
I thought they were not affirming the child's gender identity. It turns out, and we'll go through this more on at 5:30 with Howie on The Week in Woke. It turns out that they were actually trying to persuade the girl to transition to a boy in school.
What?
It's an incredible story that you don't
want to miss. So they peer pressure to make her...
They were calling her by male pronouns and referring to her as a male in an attempt to get her to transition or to tell her parents she wanted to start the transition process.
Oh,
it's
man.
Heartbreaking, this story.
Oh, that's awful. So do you have enough woken joke? We should hang in?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace Curley. We'll be back with woken joke after this short break.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. She's a master thespian. Trained in the art of performance.
These pretzels are making me thirsty!
This is The Grace Curley Show.
And we're back. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace Curley. If you want to be part of Woke or Joke, give us a call at 844-500-4242. In studio right now is Taylor with The Woke and Joke.
And Woke or Joke is brought to you by Aviva Trattoria. This season, give the gift of Aviva to your family and friends. Visit AvivaTrattoria.com for special holiday gift card offers, or visit Aviva's locations in Malden, Maynard, Marlborough, Westford, and Wrentham. And if you answer correctly on Woke or Joke, which everybody has done today, they will be entered to win a $50 gift card to Aviva Trattoria.
All right. Well, thank you. Let's go to Deneen. You're on next with Holly and Taylor. Woke or joke, Deneen? You ready?
I'm here.
Perennial favorite, yes. Deneen. Did you win or lose last week?
I won.
Okay, I'm out to get you this week. Hold on. Here's your headline. Church of Satan vows to go green by 2030.
I'm going to call it woke.
Is that woke with a W?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a joke. I gotcha, Deneen.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
Awful.
Put one on the scoreboard for me, Jared.
All right. Thanks, Deneen. Sorry about that.
I'm not.
Why you're trying to get people?
Well, I've got to win too, you know. I don't come up with these headlines for free.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Dave. Dave, you're on next. Are you ready for your woke and joke?
I am.
All right,
Dave. Here's your headline. White supremacy? 17-year-old reportedly fired from job after making okay hand gesture in picture.
That's woke.
That is woke. Yeah, that was an easy one.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
Good guess. You can't do an okay hand gesture?
Not in pictures after you win some sort of co-op partnership at a hospital, no.
You
can't use the okay sign.
I'm afraid
I use the okay sign.
Blur that out.
Yeah. Well, isn't it? It's on my phone.
What? Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's an emoji.
Emoji
isn't it?
On
yeah.
your phone. So
I was gonna say you have a picture of the okay sign on
no,
your phone.
No, no, no.
But we all do. It's an emoji.
Yeah, emoji.
Yeah.
So
it's what if racist? I suppose I don't know.
Because thumbs up, okay.
Because
then?
If you turn it, I'm not going to do it for the camera. But if you turn it a certain way, it will. It stands for white power. It's been co-opted by radical.
Where do
extremists.
You find this stuff?
That's been all over for years. People
I've
using
never.
That was exploded during the beginnings of the Trump presidency.
Yeah, the first instance of that was the woman sitting behind Kavanaugh at the Kavanaugh trial that had her. And a certain way on her arm, and then all of a sudden it became a...
But what it also is Jared and I, well, maybe Jared, but certainly when I was a kid, we had a game called the circle game.
Yeah, and we call it below the waist. It was the same thing.
Below the waist. Yeah, so... But
what
you had
kind
to,
of games are you guys
you
playing?
You had to get the person to look at your hand, and if they saw the circle, you gave them a punch. It was like Punch Buggy.
Oh, Punch Buggy, yeah.
Just apparently the white supremacists.
But yeah, apparently children are all white supremacists for playing the circle game.
Oh, I never.
But she lost her job because of it.
That's terrible.
Because she was so happy, she gave all right in the picture. Yeah.
So she didn't really win then.
No.
Okay. All right. Poor woman. All right. Let's go to Dottie. Dottie, you're on next. You ready for your woke or joke?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
All right, Dottie, here's your headline. Transgender professor at Old Dominion University rebrands pedophiles as minor attracted persons.
That's woke.
That is woke, yeah. We went over that
a
little
joke.
Bit.
Not a joke.
On the Howie Carr Show yesterday.
Wow.
I believe she has been relieved of her duties at Old Dominion. But there was she sparked a movement on the campus. People were trying to really get this thing going. MAPS, minor attracted persons.
Oh no.
Because she wanted to destigmatize pedophilia. Which, you know, stigma is useful.
So therefore then in the Kyle Rittenhouse, right? The guy was a pedophile. So
right, he was a minor attracted person. A convicted minor attracted person.
So we just don't understand him.
Yes, they're all understood. But that's a part of, you know, that's one of the identities that are out there, a minor attracted person.
I'll have to watch out for that.
We've got one more.
All right, one more?
One more headline here, and that's it for me after that.
Okay, all right. You want to give me the headline?
All right, let's give it to you.
All right.
All right, Holly, you ready for your headline?
I'm nervous.
Here it is. Shock and Jock, CW's Riverdale to make Archie and Jughead secret lovers in season 6 finale.
I'm going to say that is woke.
That is a joke. You did not win. I'm so sorry. Thanks for playing.
That was a joke. That's not true.
And well, after the other thing.
Exactly.
Would it surprise you?
That was a Jared special. He wrote that one.
Jared.
I didn't know the show existed.
It's all about the Archie characters. Archie, Jughead, Betty, Veronica.
So that's a show that's still running on the CW?
Yeah, there it's season 6, I believe.
Well, they've been doing stuff with Sesame Street, so I figured, right?
That's so weird. Yeah, last week they gave a race to a Muppet, and to which I immediately said, what race is Ernie? What race is Big Bird? Right. They don't have that's race. A whole point of Muppets. They're just these androgynous creatures that don't belong to anything.
Yeah, the Swedish Chef was the only one that I knew of that had any type of cultural identity.
Yeah, exactly.
Of any kind.
That's a good point. And he was also the only Muppet that had real human appendages. Yeah, actual hands.
The rest of them, though, I mean, why would they do that to the Muppets? And so that's why I thought that was real.
And Gonzo in The Muppets in Space, he was questioning his identity, where he came from, because he always felt like he didn't fit in. And he later learned, I believe, that he was an alien, a space alien.
Oh. So he's not even from this world.
He's not from this earth.
No. Give him $450,000.
For being separated.
From his family? Wow.
That was my tweet of the day, the turkeys being pardoned. I said, instead of being pardoned, Biden has proposed that they each get $450,000 for being separated from their turkey families.
Great tweet. Taylor, thank you.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
All right. Woke or joke. Great segment. We'll be right back with Mark Salinas. He's going to be answering all your questions on Kyle Rittenhouse trial. Stay tuned.